Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. Today I'm proud to bring you Living Theurgy, part of our Athenaeum series. And I will now welcome our theurgists. Greetings and welcome, O fellow theurgists.
Greetings, Hercules.
Greetings, Apollonius.
Greetings.
Greetings, Jean-Louis. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. I'm looking forward to catching up with you guys today. Did any one of you have a special topic that you wanted to focus on?
I am open to any suggestion on my side.
Okay.
Pretty much the same for me, I'm afraid.
Okay. We'll take it from there. And I will ask a question first of Jean-Louis. Jean-Louis, can you explain Theurgia University, what the vision is, what the purpose is, and what your dreams are for it?
Yes, I can. We were looking for a kind of place to share teachings from mainly Western traditions, and we created Theurgia University to offer this opportunity for everyone to discover real deep teachings, but easy to understand, easy to access from the Western tradition. So that could be something about ancient magic, that could be something about Kabbalistic tradition, something coming from the Hermetic tradition, theurgy, and so on. And we have also, this is also the place where inner teachings of two initiatory orders are offered. I am talking about the Orum Solis and the Kabbalistic Order of the Lost Cross. Well, they are, of course, different. So this is available. You can find also free courses. So the vision, in fact, as I said, this is a platform on, offered to many people. But the vision is to provide insights and teachings from the Western tradition that are in the same time very easy to understand, very modern, but that allows you to go very deep in your work. So this is the point. And in the same time, we provide on this platform several languages, English, French, Portuguese, Spanish. They are the main languages, but we provide also teachings in Greek and Portuguese, I said, and sometimes few things in Arabic. So wow. There are a lot of things going on, and new things coming for the solstice. That means in 2 days, a new. I will explain later if you want, or right now, the best.
Sure, okay. We'll jump to Apollonius. Apollonius, do you have any questions to ask Jean-Louis about the Theurgia University? And you taught there, so can you please share your experience?
Well, yes, I had a very lovely time giving a single lecture there on Pleithon's philosophy. Jean-Louis kindly invited me to give a lecture for the new year in Pleithon's sacred calendar, which begins on the new moon following the winter solstice. And so I was able to give an overview of Pleithon's Neoplatonic philosophy and do really an abbreviated version online, course, of his one of his festival rituals that would be celebrated at the time of the new year. And there were some very good questions also from a number of the attendees too. So it was I think a quite worthwhile experience. I certainly enjoyed it, and I got a lot out of it, and I hope that the attendees did as well. So I think, you know, that's an example of perhaps it's certainly within the same Western tradition that Jean-Louis was talking about, but it's perhaps a little bit less of a well-known one. Although I'm very happy that in the Pagan Almanac that Jean-Louis has edited, Plithon's sacred calendar is in that. So that's a very convenient for people that want to follow his sacred calendar rather than having to do the looking up and the calculations and so forth themselves. They can just find the dates there. So, you know, it was a very good experience for me, and I'd be certainly happy to do some other things in the future. I mean, I think Syrgia University is a great project. This is what we need is, you know, a centralized place and a more organized place where a lot of these teachings can be disseminated. And so I think it's a very good thing that you know, what they're doing. And, you know, some of us are trying to do similar things, mostly through the vehicle of books. But and of course, Jean-Louis has been doing that as
yes.
well.
Well, thank you so very much, Apollonius. Tony's joined us. Tony,
thank
do you have
you
any questions?
Much.
Do you have
thank
any questions?
Thank you so much for the feedback. Really, I appreciate that.
Not so much a question as a comment. I wanted to echo Apollonius's words that I'm absolutely blown away by the work that Jean-Louis is doing in bringing theurgy to so many people around the world, making it available in multiple languages. So you've got this huge organization that's available for people to tap into it. And meanwhile, you've got people like Apollonius, Brandy, myself, and others who are, you know, offering slight variants on the side. But, you know, we're all basically playing on the same team. We're all trying to instill a love of theurgy and a love of the ancient gods in those who would open themselves up and feel a calling to them.
Thank you very much, Tony. Jean-Louis, how would somebody approach you to teach something at Theurgia University? Like what type of background are you looking for to teach classes?
No, what we want is, and this is why I talked with you several times about that, what we want to find are people with expertise and experience, someone who really worked in a field, not just theoretically. This is interesting, but we love practitioners, and we love people who know what they are saying and doing, and in the same time, this is never a place of demonstration of the ego. This is a place to share something, to share knowledge, and not to play as a master and the best in the world. We want to keep this simplicity, humility, of someone sharing what he discovered and learned through the years. And this is what we love to do. So we need people who can, in a few lessons, offer something like that. And this is, that can be free or not, but this is what we are looking for. And what we do most of the time, take that and we offer the translation in several languages with the links to the author, with the link to everyone. So mainly languages, as I said, are the three main languages we use are English, French, Portuguese, and when we can, Spanish. So this is what we really want, and use technology to go even further. And what I want to add, and I will take 1 minute or 2 minutes to say that, because we talked about the pagan calendar and the pagan almanac, the ultimate pagan almanac we published already 2 years, and we are working on next year right now. But we created now a daily journal, and the daily journal will be a very, very small subscription, and you will, everyone that subscribe will receive a daily journal with everything related to the day and the opportunity to go deeper on each celebration. So what you find in the Pagan Almanac, all the calendars and so on, will be sent daily with illustrations, with the celebrations, with practices and so on, without doing anything. So it will be on the side of the Pagan Almanac, because Pagan Almanac contains articles and studies, papers and so on. But for the calendars and the practices, everyone will receive daily that. And it will start on the solstice, on the coming solstice, that means in 2 days.
Wow, that is awesome. Please let me know through a link, and I will love to be part of that. The reason I'm asking all this now is I'm moving now into the next phase with our shows, where I'll be doing audiovisual on Zoom and Skype. So the Zoom will start before the Skype. And I love what you're doing, and your scholarship is impeccable. You're an awesome individual. So I would like to build a better bridge. So rather than just saying, know your theurgist and putting your picture and some links to what you're doing, that I'm aware of at the time, other than sharing the links that you send me and earlier on reviewing your books and talking about your books, I'm trying to get a sense out of what is the best way to promote what you're doing through what we're doing, because you are a unique and very eclectic individual who's very learned, and we're blessed by having you. So if you could think of any other way that, you know, I could be of help, we could be of help, you know, please let us know.
Yes, I will send a message about that. But what I can tell right now to all our fellow theologians is that for the almanac of next year, if you can, Hercules included, you share with us a paper, few pages, we can talk about that, and we publish in the Pagan Almanac with every credentials, links, and so on. And it will be a good opportunity to be present in at least two languages. Yes.
Oh, that is great. Send me a link and I'm there. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I will do that.
Apollonius, do you have anything else to ask Jean-Louis?
No, I don't think so. I think that's great. That's a great opportunity, and I'll be looking forward to that.
And I will send a personal email to all of you about this daily journal to offer you the inscription, and you will be able to test it.
Awesome. Right. Tony, do you have anything else to ask Jean-Louis or to expand upon what he had shared?
Not really, just to thank him for all the work that he's doing. It's absolutely incredible, and I'm looking forward to being kept in the loop in the future.
Sure. Thank you so much.
And now we go to Apollonius. Apollonius, your resources are beyond anything that is out there. I love your books. We've had conversations about them. I've played with the systems in there, both philosophical and oracular, for a while. Your websites lead to older websites where anything one can be looking for can most likely be found. Can you share a little bit about all the resources that you have available online?
Yeah, sure. Yes, for many years I still have a website called Biblioteca Arcana, where I put a number of my writings, and it's still out there. It used to be a part of it's a part of a larger website called the Omphalos, which was the website for a networking organization for Greco-Roman neo-pagans, which I started around 1990, when it was sort of pre-internet for the most part, and it was hard for people following Greek or Roman traditions to get in touch with each other to do group rituals and things like that. So I set up a networking organization that for a number of years was in the Circle Guide to Pagan Groups and some other resources, and then eventually moved that online. And various members of the organization had links to their own websites there too, and some of those are still there. It's kind of a historical artifact now. I haven't updated it, the Omphalos in a website in a long time. But one of those websites was my own Biblioteca Arcana, where, you know, one of the things that was difficult is that, especially for people that were following Greco-Roman traditions, there weren't a lot of rituals, or the rituals that were in existence were what I like to call Wicca with Greek god names. So people
right.
would basically just Wiccan rituals, but they would plug in the names of Greek or Roman gods. And so I was interested in making available more authentic rituals that were based on ancient practice, which we have a lot of information about, of course. We don't have to guess on a lot of these things. We have documentation and from the ancient world and archaeological studies and so forth. And so part of my purpose was trying to adapt that information, document my sources, and then also make it available for the wider community. So that website is still out there. It's currently, it's a branch now off of my Opsopeus website, which is where I have my more recent books. But I'm still, you know, putting some information out there as I'm able to. I've changed some of the things. I've got some blogs going there now, and some news, and then just some websites with some information more relevant to the work I'm doing now. So this is kind of what I try and do. I try and solve some of these things, figure out some of these things using, of course, the traditional information we've got, information that other people have found, and then also try and make it available to the wider community. And it's there's just much more available now, so it's not quite such a problem as it was back in the early days when, you know, it could be hard to find somebody else following a Greek or Roman tradition.
I remember
it was a very valuable resource, and you know, this is all done with snail mail, with stamps and things like that, which it's hard to imagine that that's the way we had to do a lot of these things.
Yeah, I remember those days. I used to be listed in the Circle Guide and also in the Fellowship of Isis Guide, and used to have flyers in all the metaphysical stores in and around New York. Your resources are, again, unparalleled. And even though, again, some might not be totally up to date, they are very comprehensive and far-reaching. Again, other than linking to your websites and listing it in Know Your Theurgist, what other way can I direct people to your, you know, again, all the wonderful research and networking that you've done over the years?
Well, so the two primary ones are the website. So that's opsopaus.com, O-P-S-O-P-A-U-S.com. And the other one is wisdomofhypatia.com. There now what you'll find at the front of both of those websites are two of my books, Wisdom of Hypatia and The Oracles of Apollo. But especially the Opsopaeus website will also have information on my forthcoming book on Pleithon's philosophy, and it also links then to my older books as well. From those web pages, there's links to send me email, and so those are really the two best ways to get a hold of me, is to go to the websites, and if you want to contact me personally, just send me an email from that. I tend to respond much more quickly to email than I do to Facebook and things like that. I am on Facebook, but I'm not a very dedicated Facebook user. So really, email is generally best for me. And I'm happy to do interviews. And before too long here, I'll be giving personal appearances again awesome. Too. And then there's my books and articles too.
Would you like a platform, like for instance, Tony currently has, aside from the Theurgy Forum, where we discussed a lot of Theurgy, he has Living Hellenismos, which is on the fourth Sunday of every month. Would you like a platform too? It doesn't have to be every month. It could be every other month, every 3 months, or...
Well, that's very attractive. So, yeah, let's talk about that. I'm not sure what schedule I would want to commit to at this time. So I have to think about that a little bit. But, yeah, that's certainly an attractive possibility. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I think that'd be a good opportunity to get some more stuff out there.
Awesome. We will definitely discuss that and we will plan for it. And Jean-Louis, before you ask anything about Polonius, would you like a platform also every now and then where you can interview people or talk about what you're doing?
Yes, I would love that. Yes, I am open to that. Yes.
Fantastic. In the third quarter, then we'll make this a reality. Do you have anything to ask Polonius?
Ask maybe not, but say yes.
Okay.
I want to say that really, really the website, the pages, Unfollowers and Bibliotheca are wonderful, amazing, fantastic. I don't know, but every time I open this page, I love it. There are so many things. Very precise, very clear, well informed, and very clear to read with practices. I cannot emphasize enough that this material is, for me, with the knowledge I have, is amazing, really. And I am grateful to see that still online, don't move it, keep it online, because this is always fantastic to read. Really, we can practice and learn so much from these long rituals, articles, papers, and so on. This is on Pythagorean tradition. This is perfect on Hermeticism, Neopaganism. I don't say that a lot, but in this case, this is really what I think.
I agree
very much.
Tony, do you have anything to ask or say?
Basically, just to say, I noticed that Apollonius pointed out that a lot of early groups would basically perform Wiccan rites but put in Greek deity names. That's actually been my experience as well. Wiccans make up the largest group underneath the pagan umbrella, and whenever I go to any public gatherings, chances are if they're going to have a group ritual, it is going to be Wiccan. So most people are comfortable with Wiccan rituals, and if you sneak in Greek deity names, they're very comfortable with that sort of thing. And it's not just Wiccan groups. There is a Druid group that does much the same thing. They have a standard ritual which they use, and they will plug in either Greek deity names and call it a Greek ritual. They have a Slavic ritual where they plug in Slavic deity names, and again, it's the same format. But the thing is that by getting people working with the gods in a non-traditional sense, some of those people will find themselves being drawn to them and perhaps try to explore them to a greater extent and find out how they should be worshipped, what is a more traditional modality for venerating them. So I actually see it as a good thing. I mean, everyone has to start somewhere. And if they start off with Wiccan rites, then that's absolutely wonderful. It can always lead to something far more substantial. Well, let's just say that's sort of a loaded way of putting it, but it could lead to something, you know, more authentic, getting to reconstruction workings, working with the Greek gods in this case.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, let me add that, you know, I'm there's nothing wrong with doing Wicca with Greek god names. That's, I think, a very valid form of worship. What I think is distinctive about the Greco-Roman traditions, though, is we have so much documentation that we do know a lot about the way our ancestors worshipped. We don't know so much in terms of actual authentic Druid ritual, for example, or Slavic. Well, Slavic maybe a little more, but you know, with many of the other traditions, we don't have that information because the cultures were not so literate. And so I always felt like, sure, Wicca with Greek god names is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But since we can find out the way our ancestors worshipped, and we can find out more of the detailed theology because this stuff was written down or it survives, you know, an extensive archaeological evidence, let's use it, you know, and let's do things more authentically. We still change stuff. We have to change stuff when we want to change stuff, but at least we know what we're doing. You know, we know what our ancestors did, and therefore we can make intelligent changes rather than just having to guess. And so, yeah, I don't want to sound like, you know, I think that somehow, Wicca with Greek deity names is some sort of incorrect or inferior form of worship. But it's not authentic. You know, and if we can do it authentic, we should at least explore that, I think. That was at least always my my feeling.
Yeah.
And you've inspired thoughts in me while you were talking. Would it be good if we had a forum for people who follow the Olympian path in one of its many forms, whether ancient or modern, could basically share, you know, what they're doing and listen to what other people are doing? Would that be something worthwhile to get together?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I'll start working on that. And Tony, last but not the least, you are the man in the street. You are very much a scholar. You're very eloquent in expressing yourself, which you do through your public rituals, which you do through your books, which you do through your articles, and all the other ways that you communicate. And you're very into communicating right now. Can you share a little bit about your activities and how they fit into your greater vision?
My activities haven't been as exciting as those of Jean-Louis and Apollonius. I've basically been writing blogs, getting information out there. So the blogs are either, I look at current events and see how I can apply theurgy to them or look at lessons that can be learned from them. But I've also been doing a number of book reviews as well. One really exciting thing that happened a couple of weeks ago was that a curse jar was found in a well in Athens. Yeah, so basically with this jar, it had over 30 names, many female and several new or previously unattested names in Attica. And there were the bones of a chicken, there was an iron nail there, a coin. And it's believed that it was a the chicken was basically ripped apart, and just as the chicken was helpless to fight off its attacker, so the people who were named in the curse jar was supposed to be helpless. And it's believed that it was a lawsuit. Nails were often used in curse tablets. And so because a curse tablet, this is actually a jar, but quite often they would work with curse tablets. So they would make up a curse tablet, and it would take quite a bit of time to inscribe names of the victims, names of the various deities that are being called on. But then at the very end, they would nail down that curse tablet. So there was this outpouring of emotion which would serve to energize the curse tablet. Interestingly, there was a coin in there. I'm not really that familiar with the use of coins in connection with curse jars and curse tablets. And a year ago, they found a number of curse tablets also in the in a well in Athens. So it just goes to show how prevalent the practice of magic, in particular curse magic, was in ancient Greece. The thing is that in Reconstructionist circles, there are still a number of people who believe that the ancient Greeks did not practice magic. They believe that it was something that was imported by foreigners or by women. Some would grudgingly say that it came in during the Hellenistic period. But what these discoveries show was that you had curse tablets being prepared and used in Athens during the classical period. So that's why I thought it was very important to get that information out there, just to fight that misconception. And I did a book review. It was a book called Queer Magic. And the thing is that what the author has done, and his name is Thomas Prowse, I believe, was that he looked at practices of queer magic around the world. So if you're particularly interested in a particular country, there'd be information there that you could look into. So what I did in my blog was I extracted the material that was relevant to my interests in ancient Greece. So he talked about the legend of Apollo's relationship with Hyacinth. Puzzlingly, he didn't mention anything about Zeus and Ganymede. That was always that was something that was latched onto by the gay community back in Sydney in the 70s. I would see it on billboards, not billboards, but signs and the like, train stations. There'd be various gay organizations that would refer to the Ganymede myth. So I just thought that it was in keeping with Pride Month and something that I should look at, because the stigma that homosexuality has in our current society was certainly not a stigma that they had in ancient times. So again, I thought it's important to look at stuff like that. So again, I'm not doing anything as exciting as the other guys are doing, but I'm still trying to get information out to people. And I'm looking forward to things opening up again so I can start doing some public workshops.
Awesome. And what you're doing is exciting, Tony. Everybody's different in what they do and how they do it, and you're certainly doing it.
Well, I'm in very distinguished company. I'm with overachievers. So I'm just doing the best that I can. But I am feeling motivated to keep writing. I want to get back to writing another book as well. I'm starting to get more and more inspired to do that. Seeing the guys around me, and by guy I'm including Brandy, of course, as well. People are writing books, getting them out, and they're incredibly important. And speaking of Brandy, I'm actually in the process of reading the book Chord Magic. I'm really enjoying it. And I will be interviewing her on my show on the fourth Sunday of this month, which I think is, what, the 27th? something like that?
Let me quickly check the talk on the computer.
Well,
the 27th.
The 27th. So I'm looking forward to having a chat to Brandy about her book. It's very well written. So
it's a great book.
Oh, it's fantastic. She has this wonderful conversational way of writing. It's sort of, it's very chatty, but the thing is she's actually imparting a lot of wisdom, and she's got footnotes and the like. So if anything catches your attention, you've got the footnote there so you can do more research. I love that way of writing. I'm a great believer in footnotes.
Me too. Thank you, Tony. Jean-Louis, do you have anything to ask Tony or to say about Tony?
No, I share with you the same feedback. We are not talking about exciting things. We are all working and doing research and writing, and Tony is doing that. Really, this is very good and inspiring to read, and every work is important, useful, because we have all a different voice, a different approach, and this is really good to be able to share our vision and to see what the way you are looking at things, the tradition, the practices, and so on. We are different, even if we are talking about the same traditions, and this difference really gives a lot. We learn a lot from this different vision and approach, and I like that very much. So not one more than the other. We are all participating to the same goal, trying to make our traditions still relevant, attractive, and as beautiful as possible. And you are doing that too.
I agree.
Thank you very much for your kind words. Thank you.
Apollonius, do you have anything you'd like to say to Tony or ask Tony?
Well, it was interesting as Tony was speaking, and I was thinking to myself, I always think of Tony as one of the one people who's out there most in terms of relating theurgy to, current events and applying it and all of these things. And whereas I think of myself as being, I'm more here just doing more academic kind of stuff. And although I think it's valuable and applicable, I'm not out there actually applying it so directly. So I was, as again, we see each of these things from our own perspective. And as Jean-Louis said, I think we all try and contribute in our different ways according to our talents and our inclinations, and that's the way it ought to be. I mean, that's diversity. That way we can reinforce each other and all contribute together towards what I think we see is, the value of theurgy as a system of spiritual practice in the modern world. This is not just theoretical. It's not just a sort of an antiquarian hobby or something like that. This is, I think, a vital practice for the modern world. So Brandy, to all of you, I think we're, and you certainly, Hercules, too, organizing these fora. I think it's just it's what the world needs now. So really, really pleased to be able to work with you, work with all of you.
Same here.
Can I just comment on that?
Sure.
While Polonius was talking, the vision that was coming through to me is that we're all part of a team, but we don't have well-defined roles. Each of us do what we feel is appropriate, and we're basically trusting in the divine to bring all our work together in order to further bring Fiji into the world. So it's a very organic but loosely knit sort of group. We're a motley crew, basically. But all of it's coming together because of our trust in the divine. That was sort of the little vision that I had while Apollonius was talking. Just wanted to share that.
Thank you very much, Tony. The next topic I'd like to bring up is the future. In addition to the things we've already discussed, given the fact that we've been having this conversation for years now, and I look forward to it, I treasure it all the time, where would you like to see this conversation go? Should we invite more people? Should we expand our focus? What do you think that we should do to make this even better? Jean-Louis?
I love the format right now, and maybe we could at least sometime choose a very specific topic, like, let's say, reincarnation, cremation, death rituals, and so on. Such topics could help to share our vision, our research, and this is what I think. Just I like the format, I like the people, and maybe focusing and knowing in advance that maybe in a couple of months we will talk about, let's say, cremation or death rituals, and it could help, really, I think.
Thank you very much. I will start doing that immediately. I'll ask earlier, like a few weeks before the show, if anybody has a topic they would like to discuss, and then we'll agree on a topic, and that'll be the topic. Thank you, Jean-Louis.
And maybe we can do a list of topics we can send you, and
that works.
You pick whatever you want. Yeah.
That works for me as well. Apollonius?
Excuse me. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I certainly like having something I can think about a little bit in advance, and sometimes the ideas come a little bit slowly, and I think that can be helpful. I think it would be worthwhile from time to time to have an additional person outside of our group, so we can other people that are doing theurgy or things related to theurgy, to maybe bring them in to get some additional ideas and some different contrast to a little bit of what we're doing, I think would be worthwhile. And then maybe we can get down to talking a little bit about, specific techniques or different approaches and things like that, and see kind of do some comparisons and contrasts between different approaches to theurgy. That would be one additional suggestion I would make.
That works, and that sounds great. Once we do the Blog Talk Radio is really like Pugly with like a Skype and other types of systems where you can call from anywhere in the world, but Skype is very friendly to them. So that's why I wanted to go with the Skype shows. I don't know about Zoom yet. But I'm looking into where people can call from. If we can have people calling globally, because that's what happened with the other Llewellyn authors. Patrick Dunn has been on the show a couple of times, and I invited people who had written other theurgy books, but the fact that they were across the sea made it impossible under Blog Talk Radio to incorporate them. Now there are numbers that people can get from overseas where it would be charged like a local call. I'm still exploring that, but that would increase our circle. So we should have a special guest star every now and then. Would that work?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Yeah, that's exactly what I had in mind. And just, in case you're interested, I'm using Skype right now.
Oh, are you? Okay. 'Cause I get a thing every now and then that Skype is having problems, so I'm glad it's working for you. And Tony?
I appreciate bringing additional people onto the show for particular topics, which we agree on in advance. The only problem that I see is the time factor, because we're going to have so many people talking on the show, the guests will only have a few minutes before we have is an hour. When we first started doing these panels, we actually had 2-hour shows. And I think that if we start bringing additional people in, we may have to go back to 2 hours just so that everyone gets to, say, a decent amount of material, and also the guest who comes in gets more than 5 or 10 minutes. You know, it'd be good for them to be able to contribute a lot of material. But I really like the idea of bringing in an extra person just to shake things up, bring in additional viewpoints. But I think we will need to go back to a 2-hour format.
Okay, that's a very good point. The last question I want to ask is, do you want this conversation that we're having to be an audiovisual show, or would you like to keep it audio only? Jean-Louis?
I do both. I like both. I like to see people. Zoom is very useful for that, very easy to use. I use it a lot. So my answer is yes, I want to see you and see the others. If we have the choice, I choose a Zoom. Yes.
Oh, awesome. Apollonius?
Yeah, I guess I'm fine either way. So I certainly have done lots of stuff over Zoom, and that's good. And it has some advantages, you know, aside from the fact you can see the other person, you can, you know, show some material if that's relevant. It's a little more personal to be able to see each other's faces.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
I don't mind either way, but if we do make it visual as well, it's like I'm sitting here in a pair of shorts, so I'd have to make sure I'm wearing a shirt and I'm looking decent.
Pay for me.
Yeah.
You'll know ahead of time, so this way, you know, unless you want to be short, that's fine too. Okay, and the good thing about the Zoom is we could broadcast it on Facebook, and we could also broadcast it on YouTube. So we can increase the number of ways that people can listen and watch. And the last question I have is what I'm doing is when we have the Theurgy Forum, I put everybody's picture, I announce it, and I you know, pretty much promote it 3 or 4 times before the actual show comes on. And then I do an individual Know Your Theurgist for each of you with links to whatever I'm aware of. If you send me a link or an announcement, I will share that also. And I'm going to do a new thing called the Temenos, where it'll be linking to Jean-Louis' Theurgia University, to Apollonius' resource websites, and to Tony's blog. So can you think of any other way that I can assist with promoting your work?
I think this is perfect. I like it very much. Like it is.
Thank you. Apollonius?
Yeah, I don't really have any suggestions off the top of my head. That sounds quite good. That covers most of the things I can think of.
If you think of anything else, please let me know. Tony?
I think you've got all the bases covered, but you know, again, if I think of something, I'll let you know.
Thank you. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up or share as we're up to our last 10 minutes? Jean-Louis?
And besides what I said previously, I will share with you the links for the daily journal that will start in 2 days. And thank you for sharing with your audience. Thank you.
Thank you. Apollonius?
Not too much. I will just announce that I've turned in my manuscript for the book on Pleithone, and so that should be coming out in due course, and I'll be contacting you all for blurbs and things like that. So I hope you'll be able to help out that way. And that's pretty much it for now. I'll be putting some information about Pleithone and his practices and so forth and his philosophy on my website over the next year, really. So watch for that.
Will it be published by Llewellyn?
Yes, it's Llewellyn's publishing it.
Okay, I'll contact Llewellyn, too, to see what I can do for promotions as they're doing things as well. And, of course, we'll dedicate a show to the book.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Tony, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Hercules, we already have a really good relationship. As soon as I finish anything, I pass it on to you, and you promote it straight away. You've always been very good to me in that respect, and I'm very grateful to have you in my life.
Same here. And again, if you could think of anything else, just let me know.
Sure.
And I enjoyed today very much, like I enjoy all our discussions. Jean-Louis, how can somebody enter your theurgic world and contact you? I know you've shared some links and information throughout the show, but in closing, how can people find you and experience all the wonderful things you're doing?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and personal website, which is debiasi.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Apollonius?
The best way to get in touch with me is through either of my two websites, opsopaus.com. And again, that's opsopaus.com. Or wisdomofhypatia.com. That's all one word, and Hypatia is Hypatia. And so that's the way to get in touch with me.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Easiest way to contact me is through Facebook, either my personal page or my author page. And if you want to have a read of my blog, it's on Pathos, and it's called Holistic Spirituality.
Incredibly awesome. Thank you all very much. I remembered one other thing. I know I discussed this with Brandy, but I don't remember if we talked about it on the show in the past. I was talking with Brandy about taking all the shows that we've done on Blog Talk Radio, and once I learned a little bit of editing, putting everybody's picture on them and putting them on YouTube. So is everyone open to that idea?
Yep. Okay for me.
That sounds good.
Okay, Tony?
Yes, sounds great.
Thank you. The other idea that I discussed with Brandy, and I might have brought it up here, but I don't remember, is using transcription software to take everything we've talked about, because we've talked a lot over a long period of time, and seeing if we can get some sort of book together. Is that something that you would like me to spend time on?
Sometimes I think this is good, sometimes less, depending what we are talking about.
Well, when we get to that stage, I'll have more details, because I don't understand the process very well. You know, I thought it was a good idea, because we generate a lot of information, but I wanted to see how you guys felt before I started devoting time and energy to it.
Oh, yeah, Apple? Good idea.
Thank you.
I think we'd have to look at it and see what it looks like. Two things I would worry about is that, what sounds good in conversation doesn't always look so good on the page. And the other is, we have kind of multilingual conversations, and so we'll have to look at the quality of the transcription. It may require so much editing that it's easier to just rewrite it. So, but it's worth a try. It would be interesting to see for sure.
Okay, we'll budget some time in, and we'll print maybe one show out and share it among us and see how we feel from there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And Tony, what do you think?
Like Apollonius, I have slight reservations. These panels are like fireside chats where we're chatting and the information is, you know, as good as we can make it. But the thing is, you know, when I write, I like to have footnotes and everything referenced and everything else. So you know, I like to have everything that I write bulletproof, whereas it's sort of a little bit freer here. But so you'd have to, I don't know, qualify that. Well, I don't know how well I'm conveying my feelings, but you'd really have to have a look at the information. I'd like to have a look at it before it goes into print, make sure that everything's okay.
Oh, most certainly so. Everybody would be involved. And again, it's our conversation collectively, so everybody's, you know, important in making whatever decisions. It was just an idea. So before I started budgeting time for it, I just wanted to see how you guys felt. I know Brandy thinks it's a good idea. Brandy might have even suggested it because she's a font of suggestions and ideas. This show was for
us. Do you have a publisher in mind, or would you be self-publishing, or how would you go about it?
I don't know. It was just one of many conversations. Brandy, as I said, is a font of ideas. The show was her idea, actually. We had a conversation. She was talking about a theurgy convention that wasn't happening anymore, and I brought up maybe we should do a show or something, and that's how this show came about. So, yeah, again, it's right now it's in the idea stage. I don't have a lot of time to budget toward it. Right now I'm working on the audiovisual show and then taking these and putting them on Facebook. So those are my immediate things. The other idea will have to wait till these projects are further along. But I just wanted to bring it up and see how people felt. And then if people had ideas, we'd throw them in the pot and you know, make a theurgic stew that might be of nourishment to somebody.
Yeah, so she was actually talking about Theurgicon, which was up in the Bay Area. So Apollonius, Brandy, and I sort of had all taken part in that. It was quite a good conference, but unfortunately, it didn't last very long.
Think about what they were doing that we could integrate into what we're doing, and again offer it because I missed the Theurgicons when it was still there. My life was very chaotic at the time. There were a lot of things to juggle, so I missed out on that. But if they've started traditions that we can perpetuate and keep alive, that would be awesome.
We could definitely do that. It basically came down to money. So the first time they held it, it was in a hotel, and they moved to another hotel, and they moved to an OTO lodge just so that they could do it for free.
Okay.
Hello, am I talking? Oh.
Thank you to everybody. And again, I enjoyed and learned from today, and it's always great to speak to everyone. I'm looking forward to next month already. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good night. Thank you.
And thanks to everybody who joined us, whether you joined us live through your computer, whether you called in, or whether you'll be checking us out later on demand. Until next time, this is all of us wishing all of you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. And we'll be closing with Golden Bough by Virginia Ackley.
Lady of moonlight, lady of day.